B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays. It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
Pump your ass.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
All right, let's go. Let's see what we got on the Bring the Heat line today. The number, 610-771-9751. Leave your messages there. Andrew finds the best of the best, and we debut them right here on Bring the Heat.
Boy, am I miserable. No hoops. The Gabulous Fabulous Squad gives one away Friday night. So I'm proposing to eat a nice big bowl of penne, some locatelli on top, a fine Chianti. Then I hibernate till camp.
Hibernate to training camp.
I'll join you.
Yeah. Make that den for two.
I'll join you.
All right, so while the NFL season kickoff, Anthony, is 80 days away until that kickoff on that Thursday night coming up in September, Eagles training camp, 37 days away to the 25th
of
July.
There's still camp, though.
Yeah.
I usually love camp, but I don't know why. This is a camp that's not going to—it's not going to really mean much.
Well, here's the deal: this city has changed from a sports landscape into it used to be just like we're waiting, waiting, waiting. Now it's about like let's go play and win, win, win. Now, because that's the way it is for the Sixers, and that's the way it is for the Eagles.
Yeah,
it's not about waiting until next year anymore. It's about
no, it is about camp
in the year.
I have no juice for camp, and I just want the season. I have no juice for preseason either.
Yeah, what are we even going
to
say?
Oh, I need to see preseason.
No. Listen, don't get me wrong. I'm going to watch the whole thing, but I don't need preseason. Here's why. My biggest concern for this season is Carson. And the only thing that will allay Carson health fears is play games, real games.
Yeah, not preseason game. How much will we even see him in preseason?
Exactly.
Got to see him a little bit.
So camp, all this other stuff. You know, that's not going to allay any fears.
It's next.
I've been quiet. I haven't said a word. I've let Gabe and the boys do their thing. But after this weekend's debacle in Atlanta, I've had enough. We need starting pitching. We need an outfielder. Like you told me in the beginning of the year. Don't worry. They'll be okay. They'll do something at the trade deadline. Well, they better freaking do something.
6 weeks till the trade deadline.
No, you're right. I did say that. I got to believe they're going to do it.
Do they do something prior to the deadline, like sooner rather than later here? Because they're taking on water right now.
I mean, they need a center fielder. They need a leadoff guy.
Yeah.
They have no one to lead off.
They need a center fielder, and that way you can use Kingery at third as well. And they also need starting pitching, and they probably need a closer. Maybe that can wait.
The problem is that their pitching is just dreadful. I mean, you kind of get what you get. You get what you deserve. When you tried out Velasquez, that Cole Irvin, I don't know why he irritates me to no end. Why is he pitching in the major leagues? Why is he up? Why is he even in your system?
He doesn't have any stuff.
He's got no velocity.
Yeah.
Got no velo.
And it does Ranger Suarez, two lefties that they called up.
Dude, Ranger Suarez.
Best thing about him is his name.
Oh, my God.
I took joy out of yesterday, to be honest, because I took joy out of Velasquez getting killed, Irvin getting killed, and Eichhoff getting killed, because those are three guys that they tried telling you that they'd be okay with. I took joy out of them getting blown up yesterday.
This Cole Irvin just drives me nuts.
What did Gabe have to say about Velasquez?
He needs to be singing in Nashville.
Yeah.
All right?
With a 10-gallon cowboy hat on.
The other guy, Jayoff, needs to be on a ship somewhere.
Eichhoff? You check up. Did Gabe have anything to say
about...
Is it
his first initial J?
Yes. Jared Eichhoff.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. I like the...
That's why I said it.
We got to get some... I don't know if Gabe spoke about...
Yeah, I'll get some... I know he told him the night before that he was going to start.
I let him know last night.
Yeah, 12 hours before to start.
I let him know last night at 11:36.
Don't you hate the... I hate the opener.
Yes. Ugh. Oh, I do too. I
hate it.
It just doesn't feel right to me.
It's
it feels
garbage.
So off.
But then it also screws over a guy. Not that Cole Irvin's, you know, a good pitcher here, but he's used to starting games, and now he's coming in the third inning. Like the, it throws everybody off.
He would have been out by the third inning anyway. Yeah,
exactly.
He started.
Yeah. What's the difference?
Acuna would have greeted him with a bomb.
Yeah.
First inning.
And I should Louisville slugger to the temple. Next.
One of the very first things Jimmy Butler said when he got traded here was he doesn't care about the money. He just wants to win. If I'm him, I'm out of here. I'm going to L.A. with LeBron and Anthony Davis. I'm not putting up with this crap with Ben not shooting and B being sick, the bad knees all the time. You never know if he's going to play. I'm out. I'm going to go win.
Uh-oh.
You're going to play with like a 34-year-old LeBron and a guy in Anthony Davis that just quit on his team and demanded publicly that he needs to be traded? Let's not act like they're angels over there.
Kawhi quit on his team.
Well, yeah. Kawhi did.
Ended up winning the championship.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's the thing that people don't understand about
Spurs, no less,
about Simmons, because they take out their own frustration on Simmons, and I get it by saying that. Well, Jimmy Butler has to be frustrated with that. No, Jimmy Butler gets more shots because of that.
Yeah, that's an asset to Butler. He gets more touches, more.
He
scoring.
Likes playing with Simmons. Now, again, does he recognize that Simmons? Yeah, I'm sure he does. But ultimately, Simmons is such a facilitator first guy that he gets good shots, good looks. He's on the floor.
Let me ask you a question.
He gets great looks because Joel Embiid's on the floor. That last call is ridiculous. It's actually dumb. The only reason why, if he would ever go to Los Angeles and play with the Lakers, it would be because he's got a house there. He lives there.
I'm looking up at the TV and I see Woj, and he drops the bomb of the big trade. And Woj is kind of a strange-looking fella. Don't you think it'd be cooler if Woj wore like a wrestling mask and you never knew what he looked like? Like he'd be the mask Woj bomber?
That'd be cool.
You know what I mean?
Mask guy, I like that.
Like I should never know what he looks like. It'd just be this guy.
Yeah.
As you know, because you know him. But what do I know about Woj? That he's this guy that drops the hugest news in the NBA. Consistently out. He's the king. Undisputed king of NBA inside info.
Yeah.
Like Sheffy in the NFL. So it'd be cool if he was like wore like an old school wrestling mask. I like that.
I don't know. Woj better watch out. Sham Sharani right behind him, man.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're right. And we'll see. They'll be tweeting out the picks before they happen in the NBA draft Thursday. Will that be happening again? Did they do that last year?
So he did, but he's not allowed to say the Sixers are drafting Joel Embiid. They have to change the way they word it. So he'll tweet out the Sixers are very intrigued by Joel Embiid.
Oh, just say it then.
They're not allowed to.
Are we acting like everybody's stupid? Just say the Sixers are going to draft Joel Embiid or whatever. That they're very interested, intrigued, or what are they going to get out? Doc Emmerich's thesaurus? They can pitchfork him in? What's next?
Jake Arrieta, why the hell didn't you pitch yesterday, you son of a b-? It's a disgrace. You should have went to Gabe Kapler and said, give me the ball, I'm pitching. But you're a yellow belly only about yourself, you son of a b-. Okay.
Wow. Okay. The okay doesn't guy even realize that he doesn't have to do like the okay thing. Just let it happen organically.
That's a sign off.
Nah, I like the okay. I'm on the okay guy side here.
But the okay guy, well, okay. So let's look at that. No, see, he's got to realize like the okay thing. Okay. That's how they talk. You know, the old nitwits like him. But that theory though, that should Arrieta have gone to Gabe and said, "Hey, Gabe, you know, I'm really feeling this game today." You know, or maybe like fired him off a text. With one of those eggplant emojis to Gabe and saying, like, dude, we can take this serious. I'm eggplant emoji over here.
Here's the thing, though.
Is that incumbent upon him to do that?
No, here's the thing.
Oh, my.
You're facing Washington, too. Like, Washington's on your heels.
Yeah, 4-game series starting today.
I mean, you're not gonna do that. It's June. There's no need to go on short rest in June.
Well, he was on regular rest because there was a day off.
No, I know, yeah.
But, yeah.
But, you know, it's fine.
Well, it's going to catch up to you at some point.
I have no problem. I mean, I get where okay guys come from. Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Yeah. But especially when you throw Velasquez.
Right. But if Gabe felt like he wanted to, then, you know, that's an incumbent on the manager.
Yep.
Yes, this is Gabe calling. Sunday, I wasn't sure what I was doing when I started in, and then we lost 15-1. Overall, I'd say I've done a poor job not presenting beautifully. By July 1st, I'd say we'll be out of it by 6.5 games. Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe out of the division, but they're at, what, 2.5 now?
If they don't make the playoffs, does Gabe get it in the neck?
We asked that question last week, and you didn't feel like he would, but...
I know, I'm asking
you. Starting to change your mind a little bit?
No, I'm asking you again.
Yeah, I think that he would, because I think because they went out, especially if the general manager goes out and gets him a starting pitcher or some help.
I don't think it's his fault, so... I don't think he's La Russa.
Yeah, and he hasn't been an idiot.
I think there's a reason why. Now, again, he just may not work.
Yeah.
Like, his style of too over-the-top lovey-dovey may not work either. I mean, I don't know. But, ultimately, the flaws in his team, it's not his fault that he's got just zero talent on the mound.
Yeah.
And then Nola's struggling. I don't think it's the pitching coach's fault.
We got an awesome team. We have to run this back, man. It's such a cool team. It's not just, get the biggest possible names you can and put them on a team. If Jimmy wants to be a blue-collar championship team with a fan base like Philly on your back, this is the spot.
You think that Jimmy cares about that? The blue-collar thing. I don't think players care about that.
No, but I think Jimmy is a guy that cares about... All right, I'll tell you a story. So... There was a chant, Jimmy Butler. Remember the chant, the Jimmy Butler chant? He was on the line. He actually missed one of the free throws because he was so overcome by the chant.
The chant moved him?
He told his agent, he's like, I'm going to shot an air ball. It was awesome.
Was this when he first got here?
It was during the,
during the playoffs.
During the playoffs.
Hmm.
There was a chant at the Toronto parade today, by the way. The crowd started chanting one more year when they announced Kawhi.
Wow.
And then Kyle Lowry grabbed the mic and said, 5 more years.
Wow!
And then the crowd started chanting 5 more years to Kawhi.
Does Kyle Lowry know that he doesn't have 5 years? Let alone two.
What was his reaction?
Oh, he had a smile on his face.
For a half a second.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he was like getting ready for game one next year.
So if you're Kawhi... Is it possible you do one more year in Toronto?
Sure. He already waived his option, so he declined his option.
Yeah, but he can go. He can re-up for one more year.
You can do that one of those one-and-one deals?
Yeah. However, KD just blew out an Achilles, so.
Could they win again, though, if they ran it back in Toronto? Could they go back-to-back?
There's a possibility.
Or maybe he gets somebody up there to join him.
Nah, he's going to California. Because all he wanted to do was go to L.A.
You see the thing going around, LeBron misses the playoffs one time in like the last 20 years, and a whole other country wins an NBA championship.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That's
great.
It's hilarious.
Anthony, this is Claude Giroux, I'd be a little confused. Jason keeps sending me some sort of purple vegetable emoji. I do not know what this means.
Oh my God.
Kiss my ass.
First of all, your French-Canadian accent sounded more like a Spanish accent.
Oh my God, that was awesome.
No, I've never seen the him or I send the... What is it? Why can't I remember it?
The eggplant.
Emoji. I'm not an emoji guy. I've sent 5 my whole life. And I think I don't even know. I probably misused
you've
them.
You've ever done the crying laughing emoji?
I'm a big fan of the crying laughing emoji.
That's the most popular emoji.
I can't see them good enough to know what they are. Like, people send them stuff, and it's so small, like, on your phone. I don't know if the guy's, like, winking at me or it's sarcastic. I don't know what they all mean.
You have an iPhone?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it comes up big, though.
Does it?
If you send one, it'll come up. extra large.
Yeah, no, I'm out. I'm out on the emojis. I'm an adult. Okay. Okay. Yes.
One thing I can't stand is during a Phillies game, they got to give me an update on how the minor league teams are doing. I couldn't give a rat's butt at Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs or Reading Fighting Hills. I care if our prospects are playing well, but I don't care about the minor league team.
The Doubt on the Farm report. They got like the cows and the stuff going in the background.
Yeah, like I hear you.
The barnyard sounds.
You know, unless something dramatic happens, you know, but like, hey. And
you don't care how Gifton Gopay's doing in AAA?
Player X pitched 5 2/3. It gave up 4 runs with, well, I had 7 strikeouts. I'm like, all right, whatever.
That meant more before the internet. Like, you got that. That was the way you got your information about the minors. You couldn't just jump online and figure it out.
Right.
Now, if you want to find out anything now, you just type it in Google and you're good to go.
I like seeing the Alec Boehm report.
Yeah.
3 for 4 with a double. Love it.
Down on the farm.
You know, maybe if there were...
Even
better prospects.
Well, like when Ryan Howard was down there just being blocked by Tomey.
Right.
You're hearing,
another home run. Yeah. Whoa.
Now you're getting Mickey Moniak slashed a single today.
Yeah.
He's got an on base.
Yeah. He's batting
he's got
211 for the month of June.
He's got a woba.
His war. Jeez. All right. That was Bring the Heat. Great job to everybody, including the OK guy. Some of his finest work on the Bring the Heat line. Hit it tonight.
Okay.
At 610-771-9751. Leave your messages there, and we'll play them tomorrow on the program. And it's all brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. 610-632-0975. Still the 4 2-packs. Or twosomes to give away for tomorrow over at Spring Mill Country Club. It's 9 and 9, 9 holes and lunch on us. And we'll be there broadcasting live coming up Wednesday as well. So your chance to score those good calls at 610-632-0975. Let's go to T. Will. Joins us on the Fanatic. What's up, T?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up?
Yo, T!
What's up, cuz? Hey, listen, man. I don't understand the reasoning behind everyone's theory about wanting to get rid of Ben Simmons if he doesn't come back with a jump shot. Like, all of a sudden, we have, like, the Sixers fan base. Well, let's put it like this. The new Sixers fan base is all of a sudden in a panic. Like, what are we in a panic for? Because we just came off 2 seasons back-to-back 50 wins. We just came out of 2 seasons going to the second round, and this one we went to the 7th game and had a chance to win. We should have won. And our guys are still developing. They're not young anymore. Now they're seasoned. They're coming in as seasoned guys. So I don't care what AD, LD, MD, KD, go wherever you want to go. If Jimmy Butler comes back and Tobias Harris comes back and we run it back, we're in the finals. It's just how it is. Look at the game. Use your eyes. See the product that we have on the court and see what was going on. And not for nothing, Jimmy Butler only had a third of the season with us, if that. And Tobias Harris only had, what, 13 games?
Yeah.
No. Butler got here in November, Big T.
Yeah. So he got
that's
here.
That's not a third. That's more like 80%.
Yeah, but I think he was talking about the whole lineup together.
Just the whole lineup in general. Okay. The whole lineup together. So,
I think they played like 48 games or something together.
Not with Tobias.
No, they didn't. Not with Tobias.
Oh, yeah, with Tobias. Yeah, it was only like 13 because he got acquired at the deadline.
Exactly. So, I mean, the fact of the matter is, it's like, yo, pump your brakes. You're overreacting. You're overreacting to a Laker team, okay? Let's put it like this. Let's put it in perspective. A Lakers team that has LeBron, their 4-year contract, and they have to deliver because they've been trashed for the last 10, okay? You have AD, who's a young star that they probably could rebuild around because LeBron's not going to carry you but so far, all right? If the Lakers were smart, they wouldn't go out looking for a third max contract. But guess what? They're not smart. So they're going to get a third max contract. LeBron's going to leave them high and dry in like 2 years, and their bench is going to be trash like it was in Cleveland. And then guess what? The Lakers will be back at drafting number one and searching for the next Zion Williams.
Well, they won't be drafting number one because until basically 2024, they're trading their number one.
Yeah, so exactly. So guess what? The Pelicans made out in that trade.
Like, that was a great trade for the Pelicans. But yes, you do.
I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I actually think the Lakers are going to be good. See, I don't think, I think LeBron's got 3 years left. All right,
he's going to be 35 in December.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's got three seasons.
A lot of basketball in that body, Anthony.
I mean, not last year. The break, he's in supreme shape. So whatever, but AD, you could look at somebody else. Like I think it was a smart move, to be honest with you. I get it from the world's perspective. You get a haul, and you get a bunch of picks, and you hope that something goes really wrong with the Lakers, and you wind up with another with more number one picks. You get the number four pick. I mean, that's what New Orleans should do.
He's played 1,200 regular season games already.
Yeah, well, he came in at 18.
1,200. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's crazy. I mean, think about this. He came back. He came in the league in 2003, 2004.
Yeah, but my point is that that trade makes perfect sense for both teams.
Yeah, look, the Pelicans, if it doesn't work out for Lakers and LeBron's got a year or two left, and then those picks could translate into top of the lottery, you know, and top three picks, the Pelicans are going to make out huge for a good period of time.
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing. I completely agree with T. Will's Sixer points, and that's, you know,
run it back.
They were a Kawhi Leonard freakish three-pointer at the buzzer from going on and maybe going to the finals and maybe even winning the thing. Who knows? And yeah, that's with Ben without a shot.
Yeah. Imagine if he comes back with a shot.
Imagine if he just wants to go to the line.
Mm-hmm.
That's why wouldn't you want to run it back? And I don't know, why wouldn't you feel good about it?
610-632-0975. That is the number to get in. Got a couple of lines if you want to grab them. It is the Midday Show. That's Anthony Gargano. We're talking some Sixers today, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. And I got to tell you about Window Nation, because it's Window Nation's summer savings event. Summer will get underway later this week officially, but if you need new windows, right now is the time to buy one, get one free. Buy two, get two free. Buy four, get four free. No limit. And everybody likes free. So how about 0-0-0? Make zero down payment, zero payments, and zero interest for 12 months on any style. Vinyl, wood, fiberglass, any color, all engineered for the specific climates we live in. And they're all buy one, get one free. Plus, Window Nation is going to come out to your home within 24 hours of calling, 7 days a week to accommodate your schedule, and they'll provide you with exact pricing, not an estimate. A price with a 30-day price protection guarantee, and all Window Nation windows, they come with a true lifetime warranty, plus over 10,000 positive online reviews. Now, you're not going to be able to get more reliable than that, but you got to act fast, because this amazing deal is not going to be around long, so call today. Buy one window, get one free with no limit, plus 0-0-0. Make zero down payment, zero payments, and zero interest for 12 months, and save thousands. Call today at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Again, that's 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Get your free windows and tell them Jason sent you.
Gargano and Mertidis Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
Did you see the parade in Toronto? Packed.
Millions in? Is it the country?
2 million people.
Really? Is that what they're saying?
2 mil.
That's the whole country.
The country is 2.7 million.
Is that it?
Yeah, but I'm sure, you know, I mean, that's Toronto proper. That doesn't count that's the city. It doesn't count Toronto proper, which is the whole thing.
So they bring
it's
it
like
in
the Delaware Valley. Like, the city itself, there's like a million and a half
living
inside Philadelphia.
Yeah.
But then, inside Philadelphia. But then the Delaware Valley is much bigger.
Yeah.
Sprawling.
Well.
But I still don't understand this. We only had 1 million people at the Eagles parade.
Yeah, that's bogus.
Like, Andrew and I were talking about this. That's outrageous.
So I found the story. The estimate total was 700,000.
Yeah, there's no way.
I mean, that's insane.
There was 700,000 at the museum.
Yeah, what did they miss? Did they count the... They didn't count Royal Street?
I guess not. All the people that were down by the link when the parade first started?
Yeah, you can't... There's no way in the world. That 700,000 had to be strictly at... At the art museum.
Around the turn, all the way to this. Yeah.
There's no way it was on Broad Street.
Yeah, who was counting? Stevie Wonder?
So they get this guy. There's a guy that can estimate the way he counts it. He's from England. They got a guy from England to do it. But that makes no sense.
Yeah, some guy from England doing it. Come on.
That doesn't count all
the... Can we conclude some common sense here?
Like, if you have all of Broad Street, which is 3 miles, right? From South Philly to City Hall. So if you go all Broad Street, and then you got people on 15th Street and on 13th Street, because really the swell goes a block in and a block in, right? Yeah. A block east and a block west. So you got Broad Street on both sides packed. You got 13th Street, all the side streets.
Yeah.
Right? So all the streets that go east and west, and then you got 15th Street, the same thing.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's gotta be more.
There had to be 2 million people. There's no way in the world.
You know, it must have been crazy being on those buses, like going away up Broad Street to City Hall.
Well, there was a lot of people,
and then boom, you make the turn.
Kickoff in South Philly. There was tons of people born in Oregon. Yeah,
but like when you get up there, because you can't see what's coming. Like, you can see up Broad Street, you can see people lined up on outsides of the street going bananas, the whole thing, right?
Oh, my God,
but then you make the turn. You make the left turn to go down towards the art museum.
That's got
to
be outrageous seeing the sea of people.
And then all of a sudden, you come around that turn, you go, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, how's this even possible?
Like, I don't understand it.
Yeah.
There's no way in the world. Like, these numbers are so absurd. Why don't they come back? I still never heard the correct answer.
Well, they stuck by it. That's why. So what was that? Look, they said the original Flyers parades in the 70s had 2 million people.
Right.
Because
that was the whole, it was all Broad Street.
Yeah.
You went down Broad Street.
Yeah.
So they counted all the people down Broad Street.
Yeah. I'm trying to bring up an aerial shot of the parade once again, because it was crazy.
Our parade was outrageous.
Yeah.
That parade was
incredible.
Remember
that day? Oh, man. Hopefully we get another one of those.
Hungry dogs run faster.
Yeah, you want another one of those for this February? Get a nice, beautiful February. I mean, Ed, there's no way. There's no way this is 700,000 people. The aerial shots are outrageous. There's no way. It's incredible. 610-632-0975. I mean, they're spilling behind the art museum.
The
Avenue of the Art. It's packed.
I remember going from... we did the show. So then we were out hanging out with you guys, if you remember. Mm-hmm. We were in Center City.
Yeah.
So we were on Broad Street. I'm with you for like an hour. I'm with all the people. I gotta go hightail it, catch my breath a little bit. So I go to Tequila's on 16th and Locust.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was packed. Like, getting there.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I mean, there was people, like, really, I said down 15th Street. Well, if you take 13th Street and on 15th Street,
yeah.
Once you got to Center City, everybody kept going because they were walking to the parkway.
Yeah. It's the pictures are incredible. And the parkway, I mean, that's a haul too, from the parkway over to the Seps. That's got to be what, at least a mile.
Oh, to the army? When? From Broad Street? From the parkway?
Yeah.
Yeah, more than that.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. Let's head to Josh in State College on the Fanatic. Hey, Josh.
What's up, fellas?
Josh.
Hey, guys. So I got a quick note here about Jimmy Butler. First of all, I'm fired up for this offseason. I can't remember a more pivotal offseason than this one. I think it's super important to get these guys back, run it back. I think we'll be thinking about this past series for a long time. Still hurts. But anyway... 2 weekends ago, Jimmy Butler was in Montreal for the Formula One Canadian Grand Prix.
Oh, was he really?
And I know this because I was there attending as a guest of one of the teams So I was in the paddock area on race day morning, and we see this real tall guy walking toward us. We're like, no way, can't believe that's Jimmy Butler. Unbelievable. So I had to take the opportunity and just yell out to him, man, yo, Philly loves you, bro. And he was like, kind of walking by, but he kind of turned his head and he said, I love Philly. And that gave me a lot of hope. So I felt good about that one.
That's cool, man. Well,
hopefully that means he's going to come back.
I mean, that's what I'm thinking, but I think Anthony's right. You know, he's going to play with us. He's going to try to maximize himself, but I think it's super important. I don't see anywhere else he's got a better chance to win.
I agree, bro. I think you're dead right. I think ultimately comes back to get he gets the mass. He gets the max, and
the
he comes
super
back.
Super max, the five?
Yep.
Give it to him.
Give it to him. There's no choice. There's no haggling.
All right.
Let's bring him, run it back, like Josh says.
Josh gets in the mix for the twosome. Wow. I'm a little wary of the super max. I don't know why I'm worried about the 5 years down the road.
It doesn't matter. Just guess, let's go. Let's play.
I got to remember. I got to keep in mind that they went through this process and deliberately sucked for 4 years. So I better get something out of it. And if I got to suck on the back
Jimmy
end.
Jimmy Butler
too.
Is bad in year five. That doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean you still can't win. If Simmons and Embiid are two top, or Embiid's a top player and Simmons is a top seven player.
Nah, let's go to Jerome in West Philly on the Fanatic. What's up, Jerome?
Hey, what's up? What's up, cuz? What's up, Jay?
Oh, go what's Jerome. Up, dude? Where you been?
I've been hanging in there. You know, I had a lot of death in the family, so I've been chilling.
I'm sorry, brother.
Hang in there, Jerome.
Yeah, mom and pop gone now, so I get myself back together.
That's rough, man. Yo, listen, Jerome, you want to come in one day, take your mind off things, you'd be our guest.
I appreciate that, cuz. I will for sure. All right, now that I got the formalities out of the way, Jason, you're killing me.
Why would I do now? I never not kill you.
You're trashing my squad. I'm over here going crazy, man. You drive me crazy.
Who's your squad?
Even though I'm not a fan of number 23, you are still killing my team, man.
What, the Lakers?
Yes.
All right, well, dude, I mean, the guy's played 1,437 games.
Okay, and if he had the red, white, and blue jersey on, you wouldn't care, would you?
No, he doesn't, though. and frankly, he was injured this year and he didn't play the full Monty. He probably would have played more if they were playing for something.
Right.
But Jerome, I mean, the 1,400 games, he's going to be 35 on December 30th.
I understand that. But
a lot of heavy basketball in there, dude.
Hey, well, he took this year off, you might as well say. And see, he
played 55.
Cousins was trying to straighten you out, and I hope he was listening, because the Davis deal, they signed him now so they wouldn't have to sign him with that large contract until he's already a Laker. Now they can go out and pick up another free agent and fit him in that mix with Kyle Kuzma. Don't you keep forgetting we got one of the best young guys coming up along with Ben. So I mean,
you go on the Lakers. Come on, Drew. I got more respect. You live in West Philly. They're letting you get away with that crap down there. with the
Everybody
Lakers. The Come
deal.
On now.
Everybody knows the deal, Jay.
That's weak sauce.
Can't wait to Fan Fest so we can have this out.
Oh, we will.
I can't wait.
We will. You know
right,
that.
Man, have a great show. I'll get you later, Jay.
All right, man. Be good, Jerome.
All right.
And Jerome going wee with the Lakers. That's a stone violation. I can't believe you let him get away with that. He's in mourning. It's the only reason you did.
Correct. Listen, yes. I can't. Man suffers loss like that. I need to let the man be.
All right. You know, even though it's a stone violation, you're going wee when it comes to the Lakers.
You let the man be.
Well, I mean, at some point, LeBron is going to drop off.
It's a rough go.
Significantly. It's going to happen. It happens to everybody. But when is it?
Actually, 35. I think it's a good trade for the Lakers.
Well, they got to go for it. I mean, they got LeBron. You need to get LeBron to not go
exactly.
for it.
Exactly. Like, you know, you need players. You need superstars.
You see this nitwit Magic Johnson's tweet? He refuses to give Pelinka any credit. He goes, great trade by Genie Buss. I don't even mention Pelinka.
I wouldn't either. But Pelinka was the one that was stabbing Magic in the back.
Well, according to Magic, yeah. Well, Pelinka probably just wanted him to show up for work. Magic, this isn't like a token job, dude. You got to come in and work.
I'm on Team Magic.
610-632-09.
I'm Team Pelinka. Pelinka's one of these. People hate that dude.
He's the one that pulled the trade, though. He got him AD. You know, listen, Jimmy Buss isn't throwing in an unprotected 2024 pick.
Listen, they had no other options but to do it.
David Griffin knew it.
New Orleans had to work it out with the Lakers. They were going to get more from the Lakers than anybody else.
And look, we should be happy because he's not in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, he's not in Boston.
I thought
he was going to be in play for the Celtics. That would have been devastating.
Midday show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let's talk about Parx Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino, and it's my casino and sportsbook of choice. Make it yours. There's more action and entertainment, casual fine dining, excitement than ever. It's there at Parx, 3200 state-of-the-art slots, 115 table games, perfect for a date night or a girls' night out or a guys' night out with the amazing Beer Garden, Oliveto, Parx Grill, Chickies and Pete's, Bamboo Noodle House, Liberty Bell Gastro Pub, Bet with the Best, the Sportsbook at three locations. Parx Casino, Bensalem, South Philly Racing Sportsbook on Packer Avenue. The Oaks Racing Sportsbook, Route 422. Cash your winning tickets at any of these three sportsbooks. Visit the Excite Center for these great headliners. Pat Benatar, Melissa Etheridge, Liz Phair, June 27th. Patti LaBelle, July 12th. Cheech and Chong, July 26th. George Thorogood, July 27th. Squeeze, August 16th. John Fogerty, August 17th. Jethro Tull, September 17th. Comedian Vic DiBenedetto, presented by Baldini Communications, on October 18th. Jethro Tull, like we said, on September 17th. Visit ParxCasino.com for tickets. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gargano and Martinez middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
All right. Don't forget Mikey Miss, Tyrone, Nat coming up. 2 o'clock. Top of the hour. Phil's at Nationals tonight. I'm watching that parade. I was like, I want another one. You can go for another celebration.
I'm looking at the pictures of the aerial shots of the Eagles parade, and yeah, I want another one too. I want one for every team in the same calendar year. Is that asking too much? Might be a little much.
Yeah, that is. Lakers win total, 54.5.
Same as the Sixers, as a matter of fact. They're 54.5 last night.
Right
saw.
Now, he still had. I mean, listen, regular season.
Yeah,
LeBron's going to pace himself. I would take the under there.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't think of Jimmy.
Jimmy's coming back.
And I'm not going out to that house in L.A.
Kawhi Leonard, first regular season game of the 2019 season will be with
the. I'll say they're going to go Lakers.
The Lakers, no.
Well,
Raptors 5-6.
Then the Clippers.
Clippers 5-4.
Mm.
Then Lakers, Knicks, and Nets.
No Sixers.
It's interesting.
Worthy putting some money
no.
on the Raptor?
Dude, the 5-6, they're the favorite.
I know.
No, no.
So you don't want to play the favorite?
No, I don't think.
The incumbent's always the favorite.
I think he's going to the Clippers.
All right. What about KD?
KD, Golden State 3-2, Knicks 3-2, Clip 3-1, Nets 7-1.
But the Lakers, they in the mix for KD?
16-1.
All right.
He's not going to Lakers.
Maybe back to OKC.
Yeah, that's 100-1. That's not happening.
That's not happening. Let's squeeze in Martin in Westchester. What's going on, Martin?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I was calling just to follow up on the Simmons issue you were talking about. And first of all, you have a guy who obviously has a shooting problem. It's probably the most significant shooting problem in the whole league. And you have guys who are veteran shooting coaches, and they go to his brother. So first of all, I'll bet you his
They Sixers don't go to his brother.
That's the Sixers. He goes to his brother.
Yeah, well, I mean, his brother coached basketball in Australia.
Okay, well, this guy deserves the best possible.
His father played professional basketball down there.
Well, so what? Why would you think this kid...
The Sixers are it. The Sixers have somebody else. Well, what do you think you would do? You would go to your brother. Stop it. You would go to your brother. That's what you would do. And the team would say, hey, Martin, I got this other guy here we want you to work with too.
Do you know why he's going to his brother? The reason is he can turn taxable gifts into tax deductible.
And you would do the same thing. You would do the same thing. Stop it. Stop it. This is so absurd. The Sixers are going to send somebody else. This whole idea that he's going to... It's his brother!
By the way...
These people get crazy over this sort of thing. He's going to go to who the Sixers send him to.
End of story. Two twosomes, rather, that we're going to give away right now on the contest line as well. For the wine and dine event, or the nine and dine event, coming up on Wednesday at Spring Mill Country Club. For more info, visit springmillcountryclub.com. So callers number 3 and 4 right now on the contest line at 215-263-0975 will score a pair of passes for the event coming up on Wednesday. Nine and dine, free lunch, free nine holes. Hang out with us. We'll be there as well, broadcasting live. And Mikey Miss is up next. Handoff brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit hand2shouldercenter.com.
All right. Hey, listen, how often do you think about your roof? Probably not a lot, right? Probably not until something is wrong, something happens. Well, what if something does happen? I'm telling you, you got to go to LaBruce Channel Roofing and Exteriors. Your roof protects your family, your possessions, your memories. You don't want to just trust it to anyone. Trust me. LaBruciano Roofing isn't just anyone. CertainTeed 5-star select shingle master. That's not just some like fake-ass plaque they put on their wall, all right? This is something earned, something real. Only a select few roofers will ever achieve this status. LaBruciano's 5-star select status means they can give you the best warranty in the market. 50-year manufacturer's warranty and a 25-year warranty on the workmanship. Plus, they are 5-star rated on Google reviews with countless people praising their work and communication. You won't find a better company than LaBruciano Roofing. You won't find better people. They are artists. For a free estimate, call LaBruciano Roofing Exteriors today. 610-265-ROOF. That's 610-265-ROOF. Online at paroofpros.com. That's paroofpros.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.